This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to The Stars Made Me Do It. Hello. You have Sierra and Mimi here, and we are here with our final part of our Myers-Briggs series.
I wish there were more. I've really enjoyed the Myers-Briggs series. It's been cool to like stretch the mind and see what astrology comes to mind when we're discussing these archetypes.
It's been so fun. And if you are just listening to this episode, know that we have three previous episodes in this same series where we did we did groupings of four for the Myers-Briggs 16 personalities. And this is our last one. And it's been an awesome ride. But before we get into everything, don't forget to follow us over on social media. We are on Instagram at The Stars Made Me Podcast. You can also check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/The Stars Made Me Do It. We have an amazing community over there. We have a Discord. We have extra goodies going on all the time and an amazing community of starry people. So check it out.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, so basically we're going to be finishing the Myers-Briggs series today, and if you don't know anything about Myers-Briggs, I want to know why you clicked on this, because you must know something about Myers-Briggs to be listening to this episode, but it's a personality test, and there are 16 different results based off of whether they're introverted versus extroverted, intuitive versus observant, feeling versus thinking, and then judging versus perceiving. So we've gone through the first three roles, and today we are looking at the umbrella group, which is called a role, the explorers. And then we're going to talk about the four different personalities that, you know, fall under that role. So what makes an explorer is that they both have the S and the T, which is observant and thinking. So right off the bat, that gives me very like earthy air vibes, just like
I was gonna say earthy air.
Watching and being logical, but actually when we get into it, you'll see there's so much fire in here. So the reference that I've pulled from for all of this is 16personalities.com. again, it's been an incredible resource if you want to dive even deeper into your personality. This is the place to go. There's so much to read about. So I'm going to pull or read some quotes from 16 personalities. Explorers' flexibility helps them to adapt to the moment, even if they don't feel particularly prepared. These types tend not to be obsessed with precise detail unless they're really in the zone, in which case they can muster a level of precision and focus that would make a seasoned engineer blush with envy.
You know, just that, like that flexibility and adaptability makes me think mutable, but then I like that precise detail that almost like lends to the Virgo mutability, where it's still mutable, but it has the, and even Gemini, you know, has the ability to really get into the information part of things.
Yes, totally. These types enjoy being free of obligations, where they can indulge themselves or their interests on their own time. They love delving into something interesting, but their interest tends to wane as soon as something becomes mandatory. There's definitely Sag energy here.
I was like, what's up, Sagittarius?
So much Sag energy. I also want to say that like the precise detail, I know Aries is not detail-oriented. Firsthand, I know this. But there's a focus there. And I feel like we'll get into it more with the explorers, that there's focus when there's interest. Like there's almost that sacral connection of spark and passion, and that's when there's a lot of focus. And then also when something becomes mandatory, like as soon as Aries is told what to do, they're like, I hate this project. But if
it was their idea.
Yeah. Explorers enjoy being on the leading edge of things, whether that means having the latest technology, trying out fashion trends, or checking out the newest restaurant in town. Many explorer personalities enjoy sharing these findings with others, and they take pride in introducing their friends and loved ones to the latest and greatest things. So much Sag.
That also, I was going to say, that feels Sag Gemini axis to me. Like something about the, you know, in the area, getting the lowdown on what's going on nearby and sharing it and communicating that. And yeah, that feels like that axis for sure.
And also even a little bit of Leo Aquarius axis, like the being on the leading edge of things. That's very Aquarius of like, you don't know yet, but this is like a fire new invention that you're going to love. And then the Leo, like there's such a commitment to making sure that your friends around you are also in the know.
Yeah. Yes.
While explorers might have a reputation for being commitment phobes, it's clear that these personality types see the deeper value of long-term relationships. And 76% of explorers would prefer to work as part of a team rather than alone.
Mm. See, that is when I feel more Gemini Sagittarius than Leo Aquarius, because Aquarius wants to work alone. But for people. But
and
by
also
themselves.
I think Virgo likes to work as part of a team rather than leading absolutely everything or having to do absolutely everything. If they're like a very controlling Virgo, then maybe. But as an archetype, I think they're there to be in service and to help out. And so like they can fill any space or any role.
You know, since we've like mentioned so much mutability here, it's interesting because I'm not really seeing Pisces as that last mutable sign. You're right about having that, you know, we said air and earth and maybe fire. This does not feel watery at all. And we don't have the intuitive, you know, we don't have the N here. And we don't have, do we have the, oh, we do have the P. But yeah, we don't have the intuitive part, which is just interesting that we're not feeling water so far.
Yeah. But I will say that one of the personalities, I do get strong Pisces vibes. But as the like role of explorer,
umbrella.
No, I don't see that. Yeah. Lastly, just for explorers, comfort with risk can be one of explorers' greatest strengths. It can motivate them to open up in their relationships and empower them to seek out new academic and professional opportunities.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, very fiery.
This is great.
Yeah.
I feel like I know in one of our other series, because I am an ENFP and Mimi is an, you're an INFJ.
INFJ.
Yeah. There was one of them where it was you, but with E or something. I don't know. But this one, you know, there we're going to go over the ESFP or the, And I was like thinking about how this actually relates more to me than some of the other ones did. It's like, oh, because I'm just one letter different. Like we can see how there's overlap when you just have like that one thing that flips. But yes. Anyways, let's get into it with the starting with the ISTP. So introverted, sensing, thinking, and perceiving. And this makes up 5.4% of the population. Mm-hmm. This is the virtuoso. That's a good word. That's a good word. Virtuosos love to explore with their hands and their eyes, touching and examining the world around them with an impressive diligence, a casual curiosity, and a healthy dose of skepticism. Ooh.
This is just Virgo AF.
It is, but it also, like, something about that, I mean, just the senses, maybe, like, with, like, a little sprinkling of Taurus, you know, like, really getting in there. Exploring the world around them on a, like, you know, sense level. Yeah. But very Virgo with that skepticism and curiosity.
And also just like wanting the earthiness of Virgo, like wanting to have it in their hands and to have something tangible that they can explore and like examine. And also that diligence that's very, very Virgo. And I mean, it's a Mercury ruled sign. So that curiosity element too.
Yes, absolutely. So virtuosos find no greater joy than getting their hands dirty, pulling things apart and putting them back together, leaving them just a little bit better than they were before. Okay. So like Virgo, but something about that is also giving me the Taurus Scorpio axis of like getting your hands dirty, but investigating and like, I'm going to pull it all apart and then rebuild it.
Ooh, interesting. Cool. I like that. I also think like a little bit of Aquarius there, like wanting to figure out the mechanics of something.
Yes, absolutely. They usually prefer to work at their own pace, on their own terms, and without unnecessary interruptions. That feels Aquarius to me. This is not a type who is inclined to socialize beyond what is necessary as they try to accomplish their goals. Ooh, that is like very Virgo Aquarius.
Yeah.
Both of those are like, I've got, you know, my brain working right now.
Yeah, my brain is doing distractions. I can't spend brain energy on interactions.
Yeah. Okay. Direct but reserved, calm but suddenly spontaneous, industrious but focused on their own priorities, people with the ISTP personality type can be a challenge to predict.
This
is fascinating.
This is where I see Aries coming in.
Yeah. Like,
it's like I have important things that I'm doing and I've prioritized this as top, so I can't do anything else. I need to see where this goes.
Yeah, suddenly spontaneous.
Yeah.
It's like an Aries Virgo
blend.
You know, combo.
It's like which one is winning out?
Mm-hmm. Because we have the meticulous nature and the focused nature, but then like and then suddenly fire, you know?
And now I'm really interested in this very suddenly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that lack of follow through. Like, that's where I don't see fixed energy for Virtuoso, because it's like, oh, I see this. I'm going to explore it and play around. And ooh, another shiny thing. I'm going to go play with this now.
Yes, yes. Or if there is fixed energy, then I would put some Sagittarius or Aries there, because with that fire and curiosity and like spontaneous nature.
Yeah.
So decisions made by ISTPs may largely stem from their rational nature and their sense of what feels practical for them at any given moment. But that doesn't mean that they don't get swept away by their passions from time to time. There we go. That's what we were saying. Once their flame is lit, they tend to commit their time and energy with an impressive intensity until another equally compelling or perhaps more gratifying opportunity arises. And when it does, people with this personality type have no qualms about walking away from projects or situations that seem unfruitful or drained of potential. Mm. Oh, I am like hella fascinated by this personality type. Like,
I know,
this
me
is
too.
So intriguing to me.
Yeah. It's almost like the Virtuoso, like that as a name is very Virgo, because Virgo is about virtue and purity and like whatever, like the cleanliness of spirit. And there's almost like they're a very black and white look at what is right and what needs to be followed. Like there's a very rational way of approaching passion.
Yeah, yeah. A rational way of approaching passion. That does seem so, it seems so Virgo, but there's
it's almost
also like
Mars in Virgo, you know, like they are passionate, they are driven, but they're going to go about it in a meticulous way, in a way that doesn't look like it's all over the place. And like when you're looking at this person who could be a Mars in Virgo or a virtuoso, like, you wouldn't think like, oh, they're so passionate and warm and joyful in what they do. But for them, they're experiencing joy through that meticulous examination.
Yeah. And there's something that really reminds me of Virgo in comparison to Taurus, where that, you know, this was saying how, hey, this isn't working anymore. I'm okay to stop and walk away, or I'm okay to stop and change. Like
no.
Virgo, like,
not the Taurus.
The Taurus will like, you know, I don't care if it's wrong. It's what I decided on and I'm going to finish it. Yeah. But Virgo has that mutability of being like, oh, well, the main purpose here is for me to do it right. And if this can't be done right, or I can't get what I want out of it, then no, I'm not going to keep going. So again, it's so interesting because I know some of the other personality types we've gone over had some really Virgo vibes to them, but this feels very Virgo with fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
With passion to back it up.
Yeah, yeah. So ISTPs are not the type to sugarcoat their opinions or feelings. They tend to have a very straightforward communication style. ISTP personalities have no time for people-pleasing or unnecessary social niceties. With them, there is little need to question their motives. So same. What's up, Virgo? And
oh my gosh, I was thinking that's quite Aries as well. Like, that's another flavor of Aries in there.
So true.
I don't have time. I don't have time to be nice. I just want to say what I'm thinking.
For those of you who don't know, that Mimi is an Aries.
Mercury in Aries, exactly how I communicate.
But the thing that makes me think Virgo about it is that, like, there's no sugarcoating anything because it's just fact. Like, I'm just delivering the information to you. Here it is.
Sometimes Virgo energy, like, as an archetype, can confuse their opinion with fact. Even though they are very rational, it feels so real and true and right to them that it's simply a fact. And they express their emotions in a very factual and logical way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, ISTPs have an opportunistic outlook and direct approach to life. So that, you know, that makes me think of a little fiery. And their strengths are diligent, resourceful, direct, grounded, and spontaneous. And their weaknesses, insensitive, reserved, skeptical, easily bored. So yeah, this feels such a Virgo-Aries blend, and that Aries and Virgo, if we take the mutability and the fire, brings in some Sag there
Sag,
as well.
Yes, so, totally.
Yeah. So it's that, I feel like that kind of trio we see in this. Very earthy, fiery. So interesting. But at the same time, when we talked at the beginning just about the umbrella here of all of the what is it, the explorers. You know, we mentioned air, but I also feel like air, we could kind of replace that with Mercury. Because Mercury can be either Virgo or Gemini. Okay. So for our example charts, we did not have, if you know from, you know, us having our Google form open and people could send in their charts, many of our listeners are of the more intuitive nature and not coming from this, you know, this more logical side. And so we're bringing up celebrity charts and we don't have those example charts. And I have a few that, you know, we can actually look at the charts of, but it was just interesting to kind of name a range of these ISTPs. And we have Christian Bale, Tom Cruise, Scarlett Johansson, Bill Murray, Simon Cowell, Vladimir Putin, Melania Trump.
Why? Why bring them into the conversation?
Frank Sinatra and Snoop Dogg.
And so, like, obviously we pulled charts for Snoop Dogg, Simon Cowell, and Bill Murray.
But, like, even just looking at Christian Bale, Tom Cruise, Bill Murray, Simon Cowell, like, looking at those, like, four, you know, just...
Black hair. They all have black hair.
They do. They do. And, okay, so if you're an ISTP, can't be blonde.
Let us know. Can't be blonde. Can't be blonde, clearly.
Ginger, not naturally, forget about it. Anyway. But I was thinking about, there is some sort of, like, serious nature to all of them, even if they, even Bill Murray as a comedian is a serious presence.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There was something,
And then there's Snoop Dogg.
But, like, Scarlett Johansson, too, you know, like, there is a very...
She's blonde.
She is blonde, I guess. Dang. Sorry, that
there goes
out
our
the
theory.
There goes Mimi's Aries impulsive decision theory.
Dang.
You know, but I mean, all of these people on this list, like, you don't get that silly. Like, we're not getting Gemini Mercury energy. We're getting much more of the Virgo Mercury energy. There is a
very,
I don't
committed
wanna say
to
subdued,
their craft.
But yes, there is a seriousness that they bring.
Yeah. 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 And when you look at their charts, like, Bill Murray has a stellium in Virgo, which is what we discussed, and then his moon in Aquarius, which also kind of adds into that logic, that passion, but in a very mental way. He's got his Venus, his Mercury, Saturn, Sun, and South Node in the sign of Virgo, and then his moon in Aquarius. So, and even that Mars in Scorpio kind of adds some of the...
I was thinking that Mars in Scorpio, like, that getting
drive,
down to it.
Yeah. And really, Simon Cowell also has his Venus in Virgo and his moon in Sagittarius.
There we go.
How cool. Yeah. And lastly, old Snoop. Let's see what he's got. He's got his Mars in Aquarius. He's got a moon in Scorpio. No Virgo. But
no Virgo.
Interesting, that Chiron in Aries, but that's another topic.
He does have, like, a Taurus rising, which we did mention that Taurus energy. And, like, there is some sort of, like, serious get down into it type of nature.
Get down on it. Sorry.
Exactly.
Unhinged.
Get yourself together. I feel like his chart doesn't scream, you know.
Not as much as the others, yeah.
Not as much as the other two, but we do see that investigative, you know, and Aquarius coming up again. Like, there is such a intelligence that wants to, you know, find an interesting solution. That wants to find, like, you know, doesn't
Snoop
have
Dogg
to
in
just...
a nutshell.
Snoop Dogg in a nutshell. Finding an interesting solution to his life.
Yep. He's great.
But yeah. Yep. So there we go.
All right. Moving on to the next personality type. We've got ISFP, which is the adventurer. So let's see if I can remember. We've got introverts, sensing, which is observant. Yes.
Yeah.
F for feeling and P for perceiving. And this makes up 8.8% of the population. So, for these types, life itself is a canvas for self-expression. From what they wear to how they spend their free time, they act in ways that vividly reflect who they are as unique individuals. I'll give you one guess what sign this makes me think of.
Well, I mean, it's like I'm getting Aquarius Leo axis.
Hell yes. This is Leo. Yeah. This is Leo. Yeah. I am the canvas. And honestly, a little bit of Pisces too. Just because life itself is a canvas for self-expression. Like, the self-expression part is absolutely Leo, but something about life being a canvas, that's quite Piscean to me. They love motivating those close to them to follow their passions and usually follow their own interests with the same unhindered enthusiasm.
Yeah, there is something a little bit... I mean, it's definitely the Leo-Aquarius axis, but they're... Not that a Leo can't follow their own interest, but I think that Leo does care about what that looks like to the world more than Aquarius. I mean, they both have their own, absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I do think that there is some sort of Aquarius there. I'm definitely getting that fiery.
Oh, that's funny.
Airy...
I don't see as much Aquarius here because I feel like Aquarius would more likely try to get their friends in on their project, whereas Leo is like, I'm gonna do me and I want you to do you as much as you can kind of thing.
Yeah, I definitely can see Leo with this self-expression and, like you said, them being the canvas.
Just the beginning of the sentence, I'm like, and now we're moving away from Leo. Unassuming and humble. ISFPs tend to see themselves as just doing their own thing, so they may not even realize how remarkable they really are. Which, okay, actually, I do see Leo there. But that's where I bring a little Pisces in, where it's like, yeah. I'm creating because I have to. It's like breathing. I'm expressing myself because I have to.
Exactly. And, like, the focus is not on Pisces. For Pisces, the focus is on everybody else.
Yeah. They prefer to take each day as it comes, doing what feels right to them in the moment, and they make sure to leave plenty of room in their lives for the unexpected.
I like that this does feel more watery than the other ones.
Yeah. They rarely try to convince people to change who they are or what they believe in. And ISFPs sometimes have a pretty cloudy view of their ability to achieve their goals, and they often worry about letting other people down.
Ooh. I mean, there's something... I'm thinking about our example chart. I was going to say there's something Cancer there, but I think I might be influenced by our example chart.
See, I haven't seen any of the charts. So I would say that this is very strongly like Leo Pisces energy and a little bit of Sag in there because there is still an openness to what's to come. And I mean, I think that the fire of Leo and the mutability of Pisces, again, would just kind of translate to Sag too.
Yeah.
But there's such a creative and artistic quality of this adventurer who just expresses themselves because it's a basic human need for them. ISFPs are thoughtful and perceptive, able to pick up on people's unspoken feelings and opinions, and it can upset them if they don't feel liked, approved of, or appreciated. Their emotional receptivity and genuinely sensitive nature might be the part of the reason why they tend to be so accepting and forgiving of others.
Leo Pisces, like,
I know so strongly. I mean, like, my Leo rising and Pisces placements definitely relate to a lot of what's being said here. Rather than focusing on how things could be different, people with this personality type have an incredible capacity for appreciating what's right about life just as it is.
Yeah, that I do feel like even though Pisces can go into some, you know, I was going to say existential crisis,
yeah,
like everything's too big and connected, I do think they have the ability of just like being that chill, like, you know what? This yeah. is how everything is, and that's yeah. okay. But also Sagittarius, you know, just being like the optimistic side of things, which, you know, both Pisces and Sagittarius have that Jupiter energy to them. And there's an optimism about that.
This gives me Bob Ross vibes.
Oh.
Right? Bob yeah. Ross, no mistakes, yeah. just happy accidents.
Yeah, Bob Ross is like, doesn't he have hardcore Scorpio energy, which is like unexpected?
I don't know. I want to look at his chart.
I think he does. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so their strengths are that they are charming, sensitive, kind, passionate, and imaginative. And weaknesses are unpredictable, low self-esteem, easily stressed, and unstructured.
This is so interesting.
I feel like where the virtuosos were more like, oh, I could see a little bit of this sprinkled in, a little bit of that sprinkled in. Like, this feels like a perfect blend of Leo and Pisces.
Yeah. Which is, okay, so this is interesting because our example chart, we do have an example chart from a listener for this. And this is Pascal. She is a Cancer Sun, Leo Moon, and Taurus Rising. And so that Leo energy is strong. And then we have that... you know, watery energy. And she also has Jupiter in Pisces, which I, you know, that kind of brings in that Pisces energy that we were talking about. And I definitely, with that Taurus rising, I feel like that's the thing that maybe surprises me the most. But I also think that that could turn, I think a Cancer Sun, Leo Moon could have more of a tendency of being that extroverted energy, where I think that Taurus rising can bring that introverted nature, where it does turn things a little bit more inward there. So I can see that. And also, you know, Taurus is not trying to, most of the time, you know, steal that spotlight. They're just doing what they got to do. But then that Leo nature is there. And so I can see that kind of back and forth could blend a little bit with that Leo Pisces of, I want to be seen, but also I don't know that I am seen or appreciated, because Taurus can tend to blend into the background much more than Leo can. And also with all of the intuitive Pisces we were talking about, and that creative energy, I definitely can see Cancer coming out. And also, again, with maybe the underappreciated energy that we talked about with Pisces, I can see that for Cancer too.
And you know that Jupiter in Pisces is a big placement. I mean, Jupiter in Pisces is such an expansive outlook on life through the universe. You know, there's such a connection to spirit and to the mystic. And more than just her moon, she's got her Venus in Leo as well. As
that's what I was going to say,
you know, like creation and how they create is because they absolutely, you know, she absolutely has to release what's inside on the outside. And these are all in the fourth house too, which means that she's creating, she's expressing from her core self, from that deeper well of soul.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there we have it for
that's cool.
IS.
Not blonde.
Sorry. Not blonde.
Breyers Miggs, I was about to say.
Breyers Miggs.
Breyers Miggs.
So that's it for the adventurer. And then we move on to the entrepreneur, the ESTP. So that makes up 4.3% of the population. We have extroverted, sensing, thinking, and perceiving. So they tend to be on the competitive side, often assuming that a competitive mindset is necessary in order to achieve success in life. So we're bringing Aries back.
Aries, maybe a little bit of cap, but yeah, we're in Aries mode.
But yeah, we're in Aries mode. Like
I'm relating a little too hard.
Capricorn will compete to get to the top, but that's not
what drives them. But Aries makes a competition out of anything.
Exactly. You said it. They excel at keeping their attention rooted in the present, so much so that they rarely find themselves fixated on the time throughout the day. That does not sound Aries to me. That sounds a lot more fixed, a lot more Taurus, a lot more, you know, that something about the earthiness that is able to root itself in the present moment, or mm-hmm. even something much more fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they keep their conversations energetic with a good dose of intelligence. Love that. Mm. Bringing that Mercury energy back. Conversational, yeah. You know, intellectual. People with this personality type enjoy drama, passion, and pleasure. Not for emotional thrills, but because it is so stimulating to their minds. Okay, like very Leo Aquarius axis there. Something about the drama, but then the brain stimulation.
Mm. That's why I was thinking kind of Gemini.
Love that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tend to make critical decisions based on factual, immediate reality and a process of rapid-fire rational stimulus response.
Whoa. This is Aries as well. Like, this is very strong Aries. Like, yeah. Rational stimulus responses, that's so instinctive and impulsive.
Yes.
But it is mm-hmm. rational. Yes. Like Aries is a rational sign. It's not in the emotional side of things.
Exactly. Yeah. To ESTPs, it makes more sense to use their own moral compass than someone else's. Rules were made to be broken. Oh my gosh. This is so Aries.
You know, and I kind of love that this is called entrepreneur, because I mean, as an entrepreneur, I thank every day my Aries and Taurus placements, because they make it work. Like, they make my entrepreneurial life work so well.
Yeah. And for those who are, you know, tarot oriented, this is really giving me Emperor and King of Wands, which, like, the King of Wands is the entrepreneur, and yeah. the Emperor is the an boss. Aries, but also such a grounded Aries. So there is some mm-hmm. sort of, you know, earthiness that is coming through there, or some sort of intellectual element in addition to just the Aries warrior yeah. element.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that there's got to be some air thrown in here, like maybe Aquarius or Gemini. I do feel Aries and Taurus, but I think that there's got to be some very, like, because Aries is, while it is rational, it's not leading with intellect. Like, it yes. is intellect, but it's not leading with intellect. That's more of an air sign quality, where I would say that's mm-hmm. more Gemini or Aquarius.
I agree.
But it's still very yeah. focused on the self, which is why I'm not saying Libra to any Libras who are like, what, we're not intellectual. No, it's just that it's too much Aries. There's too much caring about itself to be Libra.
Yes. Okay, so with perhaps the most perceptive, unfiltered view of any type, ESTPs have a unique skill of noticing small changes. Whether a shift in facial expression, a new clothing style, or a broken habit, people with this personality type pick up on hidden thoughts and motives where most types would be lucky to pick up on anything specific at all. They use these observations immediately, calling out the change and asking questions, even if it makes other people uncomfortable. ESTPs are as direct and straightforward as they come. This, to me, is bringing in, I mean, we still have Aries there, of course, but it's bringing in
a wee bit of
Virgo for me.
Virgo, yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Because I don't think a Virgo is gonna, you know, just stop and call somebody out, and in the same way that yeah. an Aries is like, I've got no problem doing that. But yeah. I mean, the meticulous details, noticing small changes,
yeah.
and I also will, you know, I haven't been feeling any sort of like Pisces for this, but I think that whereas Virgo notices the tiny details on an observational level, Pisces notices on a, you know, on that
on an
emotional
energetic.
Level, on
yeah.
energetic. Exactly. That's the word I was looking for. So I could see that axis going on there, but noticing the observation, like observing something detail, Virgo, and then the Aries calling you out right now. Or some yep. sort of fire calling you out right now. Yeah. So direct and straightforward
as they come. Virgo is, like, Virgo will yeah. say something. Like, they're not afraid of hurting feelings as much as, you know, mm-hmm. Pisces would be like, oh my God, I sneezed. Are you okay? Kind of thing. But, like, Virgo yes. will point something out too. Again, we're getting, yes. yeah, the blend of Aries and Virgo in there.
For sure. So people with ESTP personality types are full of passion and energy, complemented by a rational, if sometimes distracted, mind. That brings Gemini
Aries
to me.
And
that,
Gemini, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the passion, Aries, yes, but the energy compelled by a distracted mind, that brings yeah, Gemini.
Definitely. Yeah. I know, and I was wondering about Gemini, because Gemini is one that is really, like, it's one that befuddles me, because I think that they can be so detail-oriented, but also can just totally miss on details. So I don't know yep. archetypically whether Gemini would be extremely observant about somebody else's like reactions more than they're very observant about little details that they've read. You know, while researching, they'll remember and they'll absorb facts. But when it comes to like assessing somebody's minute changes in their face, I don't know that Gemini is going to be noticing that.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's so hard because, like, I have Mars Gemini, and mm-hmm. I am so good at noticing all of the tiny details and changes in yeah. other people. Like, that is something that I excel at. But yeah. I have Mars and Gemini in the sixth house, which is Virgo. And then I've got right. so much mutability with my Sagittarius and so much Earth with my Capricorn that could give me that Virgo flavor. So mm-hmm. it's hard because I do think that, I guess, depending on the interactions that Gemini has in a chart, I think it can absolutely lend itself to that. But if it's just got fire going on or more air going on, I yeah. don't think it's going to in the same way.
Yes.
So the strengths for the ESTPs are bold, rational, original, perceptive, direct, and sociable. And their weaknesses are insensitive, impatient, unstructured, and defiant. So Mimi's getting feeling.
Me hiding.
just hiding away as the Aries gets
I was
out.
Writing these and I was like, man, I wish I could just make shit up right now instead of saying this.
Well, for the ESTPs, we have these, again, it's just so interesting. Also, I wrote down all of these celebrities and Mimi made commentary on them. It's like, when I mentioned Vladimir Putin and Melania Trump. Yeah, we have Donald Trump on this list and Mimi wrote, ooh,
trigger warning.
Yeah, trigger warning. Okay, so for the ESTP celebrities, we have Meryl Streep, Ben Affleck, Helen Mirren, and Michael J. Fox, Samuel L. Jackson, George W. Bush, Winston Churchill, Donald Trump, ooh, can we not, and Malcolm X. So, I mean, I think it's important to mention the ones that we're not vibing with. Yeah. Too, because we have a clear
that's understanding. Such an understatement, not vibing with.
Like, I know. Oh, God. Okay. I know. Yeah. But, I mean, Meryl Streep and Helen Mirren bring the Queens. Same energy somehow. Like, they are totally yeah. different people, but it did not surprise me to see them both on this list, you mm-hmm. know? And then Michael J. Fox, like, and Samuel L. Jackson, he's got more of a serious nature, but there is something I will say that feels, there is more of a charming element to a lot of these, or I don't necessarily charming, but maybe more sociable. And again, we've got that extroverted nature. So that is going to bring that,
I feel like
that personality.
Many of
to the
these
forefront.
Are like entrepreneurs in the way that they are pillars on their own. They are solid and they represent themselves and they are very strong personality types.
Yeah. Yeah. And that sensing, you know, that S there, which is observant, because the other option would be like an N, which would be intuitive. Mm-hmm. And this is not that. Like, this is very much, we're working more in the tangible, and we've mentioned so much Earth here.
Yeah.
But, and also, like you mentioned, with so much Aries, Aries is coming from instinct, but not intuition in the same way that N placement would.
Yeah. And it's interesting because Meryl Streep has, you know, placements with Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, which we mentioned during this like ESTP talk. So she's got her north node in Aries, her moon in Taurus, and then she's got Mars and Mercury in the sign of Gemini. So she's bringing all three of those signs in very prominent placements in her chart.
And she's a Leo rising, which is also bringing that fiery energy that we mentioned.
Yeah. And then Helen Mirren, let's see. I know she's got, she's got her sun in Leo.
I mean, her rising is in Gemini conjunct her Venus in Gemini.
Yeah.
And sun in Leo. Moon in Aquarius.
And Mars in Gemini. Yeah. So she's, I mean, it's funny how the signs that we discussed during that little bit are reflected in these charts as what we see from them. Absolutely. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, lastly, we have got ESFPs, which if you've been here a while, this is Martha, who's not here today, but she is the entertainer, or at least the last time she took it, she was the entertainer, and in true Gemini rising fashion, I'm pretty sure her answer changes every time that she does this test, so it'd be interesting to see what it would be now, but yeah, this is the entertainer.
This is what I am just with N. It's ESFP because I'm an ENFP, and so that's why I was like, oh, me and Martha with our opposite risings. we've got similar vibes. Yeah,
that's interesting too, that like the only difference is intuitive versus observant. These letters, for some reason, I just, because there are so many different words that go with them, I get confused. Anyway, makes up 8.5% of the population, and they get caught up in the excitement of the moment and want everyone else to feel that way too. No other type is as generous with their time and energy when it comes to encouraging others. Sag Gemini.
Also a little bit of Leo. You know, like with the encouraging others, the people that mean so much to them, and excitement. But yeah, Sag Gemini for sure. But I could see some Leo there too.
For sure. It is not their love for being the center of attention that drives their confidence, but their knack for sensing what's appropriate in certain situations. They have an uncanny ability to mirror the behaviors of those around them. This does give me Leo Gemini, because there is, they're naturally the center of attention, but not because they want to be perceived, but more because they know what's appropriate. They know how to guide situations.
There's a social nature. Mm-hmm. Like the social appropriate, whatever, you know, this is good for this situation, this is good for that situation. And because I know that people might be looking at me as maybe a Leo energy, I can lead the appropriate situation that would make the, you know, Gemini social energy pleased.
Yeah. ESFPs truly enjoy the simplest things, and there's no greater joy for them than just having fun with a group of friends, with a good group of friends. People with this personality type would almost always choose to be with friends over spending time alone. I mean, and as an extrovert, that's kind of obvious.
And that feels very Sagittarius to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, I mean, Gemini, but there's something Sagittarius about, like, group of friends and, like, let's all do something together. And I don't know. It gives me almost like the Sagittarius moons that I know. That feels very that, like,
There is one thing that's tripping me up about this being Sagittarius energy is the truly enjoying the simplest things, because simplicity is not Sag's MO. Like, Sag, you know, with so much expectation and idealism, they want, like, bigger and better. Although they can create joy out of little things, I think that, like, in the way that this is phrased, truly enjoy the simplest things without having to add anything extra to it. There's almost a Pisces flair.
I was going to say I might even put Libra there.
Interesting.
With, you know, just having fun with a good group of friends.
Yeah, the people being more important.
And not, like, and because Libra doesn't have that same over-indulgent energy that Sagittarius has, but it does have a very social energy that Sagittarius has.
Yeah, and it also likes to be, I mean, it is cardinal, it's a leader of a group, and like it knows, and because it's a natural mediator, it knows what's appropriate in social settings too.
Yeah.
Knowing what's attractive the moment they see it, they aren't afraid to change their surroundings to reflect their personal style. Ooh. That's Leo Libra.
Yeah, that's Leo Libra. Mm-hmm.
For sure. This personality type usually loves a little drama and passion, but not so much when they are the focus of the criticisms it can bring.
Leo Libra. Now I'm seeing a lot of the Libra.
honestly, same. Yeah, for sure. They're like, I did cut these articles down a little bit. That they do enjoy like gossip. They enjoy drama. They love hearing about what's going on, but they don't like being the cause or the root of it.
That's the most every Libra moon in my life. I have so many Libra moons in my life, and they're like, tell me what's going on. I'm not involved. I'm not, but tell me what's going on.
But I just want, I want to know the story. They're often so focused on immediate pleasures that they neglect the duties and responsibilities that make those luxuries possible.
Sagittarius.
Sad, yeah. Instant gratification. Oh, I have to do work for that? Oh, come on.
Yeah, this is where I'm feeling slightly called out. Yep.
They can chat for hours, sometimes about anything but the topic they meant to talk about, and they share their loved ones' emotions through good times and bad.
Yeah, this feels Gemini Sagittarius. This is when me and Martha are together, and we're like, we don't even know what we started talking about, but somehow we ended up here.
Literally.
And yeah, just the social nature. And also, I think that there is something about, especially Gemini, but I will also put my Sagittarius there as well, about when talking through something, and maybe it's just my Gemini Mars, but talking through something and experiences of other people, and even like sharing, you know, this adventure that I went on or whatever, I think it really helps as a means of processing the world for those signs. And this seems to be a bit that, like chatting for hours and not necessarily what the topic that I intended on, but this came up and let's get into this and wait, that came up and following that inspiration that comes from it in order to gain some understanding of the story or of the, you know, anecdote.
Yeah. And I want to throw in a little bit of a wild card, a little bit of Cancer in here, because this is a feeling personality and that sharing their loved ones' emotions through good times and bad, wanting to be there, like wanting to hold space for their loved ones. So their strengths are that they are bold, original, enthusiastic, hands-on, and have great people skills. And weaknesses are that they are sensitive, easily bored, poor long-term planners, and unfocused.
Yeah, I feel like the weaknesses bring out some of the Gemini energies. And then the strengths do bring out a lot of the more Leo Sagittarius vibes.
Yeah, I agree. What examples do we have here besides Martha, who, if you don't know, is a Leo Sun, Scorpio Moon, Gemini Rising, which I like that Scorpio Moon, like replacing the Cancer vibe that I kind of threw in there at the end, or even we mentioned Pisces a little bit.
Yeah, this was so interesting. The, you know, all the celebrities here, because we do have so much more of a charismatic energy, I feel. We have Katy Perry, Elvis Presley, Nicki Minaj, Pink, Dolly Parton, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, Leonardo DiCaprio, Will Smith, Andy Samberg, Steve Irwin, you know, like
so many
all of those,
like charming. Yeah, you're so right.
Yes. And it's extroverted energy too. Like these are this, you know, there is a extroverted, but also with that Leo, you can be extroverted and not necessarily be in that spotlight. But, you know, these are just very noticeable presences. Of course, celebrities are all noticeable, but, you know, there's a difference between these celebrities and the other celebrities that we mentioned. Like if we think of Elvis Presley versus Samuel L. Jackson from the last one, you know, there's a totally different vibe there. And also I know that there are like, so Katy Perry is a triple Scorpio. Nicki Minaj is a Sagittarius. And Miley Cyrus is a Sagittarius. And I know that there's a lot of, you know, there is a lot of Sagittarius energy in these, or and fire. I know that Pink has Aries placements. There's a lot of fire in these examples.
Yeah, there is. And also a little bit of Cancer. Like Miley Cyrus has her Mars in Cancer. Also, Dolly Parton has her Mars in Cancer, which is funny because they're like godmother and goddaughter. So both of them with the Mars and Cancer there. Miley, as we know, is a Sag Sun. Yeah, very fascinating. And then let's see what Will Smith. He's got his Mars in Virgo, Moon in Scorpio. Yeah, he's a little bit more intense. He's but he's got his North Node in Aries.
And Sun in Libra.
And lots of, and Libra placements.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, Miley has her Jupiter in Libra. Dolly's got her Jupiter and Libra. Whoa, wait, why are Miley and Dolly so similar? Fascinating.
There is something Libra about this personality type for sure. There is that social nature.
Absolutely.
The wanting to have the scoop on everything without necessarily wanting to be looked at and wanting to be involved, but not needing to be that center of attention.
Although Dolly and Miley definitely are the center of attention.
Yeah.
And they want it that way.
They're good with it that way.
Yeah, they're good with it. Very, very fascinating. Let us know if you are an explorer.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm sad this is over now.
I know. We're like playing around with adjacent series. If you guys want us to do an Enneagram series or a numerology life path series or anything else, let us know your ideas, because this has been a really, really interesting one to... It's not logical, like, this is fact. How it's more of an exploration of how this plays with astrology and what we're feeling from certain personalities and how we can tie that into the zodiacal archetypes.
Yeah, how we can also get more information. Like, you know, we live and breathe astrology and are always looking through a lens of astrology, but it's very cool to see, you know, we're always saying how the chart is a blend of everything. Like, you can't just say, I'm a Sagittarius, therefore blank. You know,
it is a blend
of everything. And so it's so cool to see, oh, what is my Myers-Briggs personality? That kind of demonstrates what my astrology blend shows up as in a personality type. And also the cool thing that, you know, like you mentioned with Martha, like, this is something that can change. I've actually, every single time throughout my life I've taken the Myers-Briggs personality test, I'm an ENFP every single time, every stage of my life. But there's some people that do change based on, you know, maybe like different events in your life, and that doesn't mean that,
and like
your
levels
astrology
of self-honesty
changes.
Because I feel like with these, like, we can change the answers to be like, well, this is who I want to be, but like, who are you really?
Yes. And so we can see, then we look at the astrology of that, and it's like, oh, well, I've really grown into my sun sign as opposed to staying in my moon sign or whatever it is, you know? It's really fun. So, yes, like Mimi said, let us know what other series like this might be interesting to you. Reach out to us on Instagram at the Stars Made Me Podcast. Check us out. Free trial option on Patreon, patreon.com/thestarsmademedoit. And, yeah, we've had a great time with this series.
Yeah. So, Sierra, why did we talk about the explorers today?
Because the stars made us do it.